when I was 18, I had to have an additional operation. And I came up here, and at the last minute, I was moved into the adult ward. So for me, it was very daunting. It was a very clinical sort of environment, and I was a bit nervous because I went from being with all the young children to adult ward, where they're all sort of a lot older than me, and I was in a six-bed ward. And I just think it's fantastic to see something like this, because I know that I'll use it in the future, and for a lot of people like me to use it in the future.
And you think, yeah, having that facility for younger people, what do you think it will add to it? It will bring to their experience of having to come into hospital.
It makes it just a lot more like being at home, a lot less sort of stressful, because they've done a similar thing with the children's ward. They put like a teenage room in. There's places where you can go by yourself, so you're not in the ward with other people, just to sort of make the whole experience as relaxed as possible, because it, as I know from experience, it can be quite scary being in there on your own, and it's just a place to sort of get away from it all, and it helps you through it.
What was it like meeting the Countess of Wessex today?
We were all a bit nervous, but it was very nice. She's very easy to talk to, and I'm really pleased that she's supporting this award.
And in terms of the fundraising effort, have you been involved with that as well?
Yeah, I've done a lot of fundraising over the years. I've done speeches at Wessex Heartbeats golf events. I've done cake sales, and my friends have done sponsorships for all for Wessex Heartbeats. So I've raised up to about £1,600 for them. So and we continue to support them.
And it must be really nice then for you, as someone who's raised money and been treated here, to see today finally come.
Yeah, it is. We've been waiting a long time, and it's great to see it actually happen.